In this age of new media, you don't know what you or your kids will be exposed to. I have an example. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffo will be by momentarily. We will be talking about the foods that make you stink. Yes, there are some things you are eating that are turning other people off because you are quite rank after eating them. That is correct. And then we'll stay in the food theme. It'll be Joanna Pruce, our food contributor. And she is bringing with her today her most, or my most favorite Joanna Pruce recipe, rainy day tomato bisque soup. All right, we will tell you how to get the recipe for this. I swear by this, and here's why. It has saved me, my wife, and son from getting really sick. I mean, we feel like as if we're coming down with something. We will make this soup at home, homemade, tons of vegetables, tons of all kinds of good things, some garlic in there, and we have been better the next day. I swear by this stuff, and Joanna will have the recipe for you. And then, original band names that thankfully were changed. Yes, some of them were downright crazy. These are not obscure bands. These are bands you hear all the time, and their initial names were just completely stupid. We start things off this hour with an interesting thing that happened to me this week. Now, you may know from listening to the program, I am a huge fan of the defending National League champion New York Mets. The Mets have a official team blog. It's been run by some young guy for about 10 years. It's called Mets Blog. Well, his name is Matthew Cerrone. He goes on this week and he puts an appearance that Matt Harvey had on some TV show on Bravo, I think it was. And it was Matt Harvey talking about his sexual exploits. And even Connie Chung got involved in this. No, he wasn't with Connie Chung. She was the other guest. And he felt that it was important for him to explain that Matt Harvey said he had been in a three-way. I will not explain what that is because I respect my audience. Kids look at this blog. My son looks at this blog. This is supposedly an official team blog of the New York Mets. He puts the content in, supposedly. He edits it. I wonder how the Mets feel about this. I tried to reach out to Matthew Cerrone via Twitter, and it was basically great. Now I have to look at Mets blog before my kid can take a look at it. Thank you, because of the Harvey three-way comments. His response to me was, quote, "Everyone has to have the talk sometime. Glad to help!" Exclamation point. And he also linked the New York Mets into that tweet. I will be reaching out to the New York Mets to see what their response is. How do they feel the official team blog now feels the need to advertise the fact that Matt Harvey has this certain sexual conquest in his background? What does that have to do with when pitchers and catchers go to spring training and if the Mets can win the pennant again this year, go to the World Series? Why has everything turned to that? We are now in a culture where censorship in terms of decorum and the proper use of language and the proper use of subject matter is now gone. Because you can go online and see anything and listen to and watch anything you want. And you see the F word being thrown around on social media and just regular conversation. And it's gotten to a point where it's just really sad. Where our kids are now expected to grow up so quickly because people like this that think they're hot shots in this new media world are going to throw that out there. We go to games, we follow the Mets together. And when we go to get information about the team we root for on the official team blog, we have to learn specifically and very descriptively about their star pitcher's sex life. That's sad. And maybe instead of going to 5 Met games this year, we'll only go to 2. And maybe other people will feel the same way. I await the response of the New York Mets, and I await a more appropriate response by the editor of Mets blog, Matthew Cerrone. Your turn, guys. What do you have to say? Stay with us. Foods that make you stink coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. The $7 retail quart of engine oil may have been marked up as much as 4,000%. Ah, the figures do not lie. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Kind of wondering when retailers are going to come to grips with the low price of oil and mark down the dino juice on the shelf to an appropriate price. Oil was selling right around 30 bucks a barrel. One barrel of oil is 42 gallons or 168 quarts. Cost of a quart of castor oil out of a $30 barrel of oil works out to about 20 cents a quart or 4,000% profit. Double that cost to allow for transportation and refinery expenses. The quart of castor oil should sell for $3, not $7. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Jenna's vegetable garden needs sunlight, but the neighbor's tree branch hangs over her garden, blocking the sun. The branch is over the property line, so Jenna thinks she has the right to saw it off. Is this true? What can happen if she does? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jenna should not cut the tree branch herself because of possible liabilities. She could hurt the tree, causing damage. The neighbors could even complain that it was cut improperly. If they refuse to cut it themselves, Jenna can sue them for trespassing. And that's the final verdict.